bulldog has had some severe symptoms, including mega esophagus. And what a dedicated and intelligent owner who has been coordinating all of this. Anyway, we have got her on the line, Dr. Al, so we'll close out this hour. No tip is running right now. This is just going to take not too many minutes to turn us around. Dr. Al will be back, and then we'll get Peg on the line, and we're going to find out what's going on with this bulldog and all the horrible symptoms, and especially the mega esophagus. I'm really interested in hearing if this dog is improving, because that is such a horrible problem that really have not been good answers for. So everybody hold on. More of Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, and I guess that's it. We're done with this hour, so stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
You're listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World right here on your alternative talk station, 1150 AM, KKNW, Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to. Yeah. Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too.
That's
much.
That's right.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animal companions. We've moved from Tuesdays at 5 to our new time, Wednesdays at noon to 1 p.m. We talk about animal communication, how to communicate with and understand your animal kids better, life from the animal's point of view, and alternative ways of relating to those wonderful animal companions. I take your calls and talk directly with your animals about anything you'd like. Health, behavior, emotions, upcoming events in your lives, or just have fun conversations. I even talk with deceased animals and humans. This show is dedicated to taking your calls and talking with your animals. Twice a month, we feature guests who talk about their specialties and answer your questions. Animals have amazing and wonderful things to say. Be sure to join us for an informative, fun, interesting, educational, and definitely unique hour of radio listening at our new time every Wednesday at 12 noon for Joy Turner's Talk With Your Animals, the show both you and your pets are going to love.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha. Martha Norwalk and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And if you're thinking we're off schedule today, maybe it's you. Did you fall back? Did you turn your clock back? Because if you didn't do that, then you better turn it back now. Anyway, it is the first Sunday of the month. That means Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. We will get back to that in just a moment. Let me give you some contact information here. Now, we have open phone lines for the rest of the show. That means at any time we are entertaining either your follow-up reports and questions, like our next caller. We talked to her last month on the air, so we're going to talk to her again. You may call us with your animal and or human medical care questions. It doesn't matter if they're related to the imbalance or not. Whatever your medical care question is, we would love to hear from you. Local number 425-373-5527. Oh, and like I said, there are a bunch of stuff in the Animal World Prize Closet. We have copies of Pets at Risk, Dr. Al's book, and we have Wagon Tails liver cookies and treats available. So give us a call. Local number is 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-KKNW, which translates to 1-888-298-5569. You may, of course, anytime during the show, you can email our live email address with pretty simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, you can be in touch with Animal World anytime and when we're off the air by going to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the listen, or click on anything there, that because there's lots of great information for you. The current events will bring up current events for you and our pet of the week. Shelters brings up all the shelter links. If you stay on the home page, there's the link to the audio stream. There is also a link to the audio archives. Our shows are now archived on the website. They go up usually the day later in Sunday, or certainly by Monday. The archives are updated, and you can listen to any parts of the show if you like when we're off the air by going to those archives. And then, of course, you'll find links to all of our great advertisers on the homepage. Now, if you are submitting a current events item, please do so via email, because it's easier for me to get to the webmaster that way. And if you want to get a hold of me personally, remember, there are two links, email links on the website. One is our live email link, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You use that if you want to email us during the show. If you want me to get it at my home office, then you email the contact Martha link, which is, or your address your own email program to MarthaLight, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And if you need me as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, well, remember, next Sunday is Sandy and Martha Sunday, so we'll answer your behavior training and healing questions for free. But if you need me on a private basis, it's always worth calling me, because I always do a free telephone evaluation. You can send me your information via email, but I don't work via email. I need to speak with you, and I work either over the phone with you or in your home with your animal friends. And you can reach me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 206-525-2016. You can reach Sandy Gaston through her website at www.animalnature.com, or you can call her office number at 206-364-6778, extension 2. Now, you can reach Dr. Al through his website at www.drpluckner.com, and the instructions are there if you need to consult, because Dr. Al, you are still with us, I presume?
Yes, I am.
Now, you are available through your website for consultation, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
So that's www.drpluckner.com.
That's all, as you know, that's all over the world. As you know, we've got people in England, in Australia and New Zealand, you know, wherever this kind of information can be of help to humans and animals, it needs to go. That's all.
All right. Well, let's head to Olympia. I promised this the end of this last hour. And Peg is with us. Good morning, Peg. Welcome to Animal World.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, we talked. Hey, Peg, you are calling about your bulldog, right?
Right.
And what is his name?
Her name is Biscotti.
Biscotti, that's right. I forgot that.
Like an Italian cookie.
All right. And we talked to you on the air for the first time last month.
Actually, I think it was 2 months ago.
Was it 2 months ago?
I missed last month.
Okay, 2 months ago. Tell us, before we get into what's going on now, give us kind of a background. Tell us about Biscotti and what's been going on with her.
Okay. I adopted Biscotti from a rescue group who guaranteed her to be healthy and spayed.
How long ago was that?
That was I believe it was in July.
Okay.
And they wouldn't let me have a physical exam first.
Ah.
She turned out to be neither healthy nor spayed. She came into heat 2 weeks later.
Wow.
And she, as I was pulling out of the driveway with her, the foster mother said, oh, by the way, she can't keep food down.
Oh, dear.
I went to a very, very fancy, expensive veterinarian with all the bells and whistles, and we did a lot of diagnostics, you know, fluoroscopies and digital x-rays and everything. She has Mega E. She was regurging and she was refluxing at night.
And that's it's mega esophagus.
Correct.
And that's where, well, maybe Dr. Al, can you explain mega esophagus to everybody?
Yeah, that's basically an enlargement of a portion of the esophagus where the nervous innervation is such that there's not a lot of peristaltic action. So you get a sacculation where the patient, unfortunately, will retain food, so on and so forth, and can regurgitate and inhale the food.
So it's like a pocket develops, or kind of a sag in the esophagus, which is the tube that takes the food from the mouth to the stomach.
Yeah, and you see that in the colon, too, called megacolon.
Okay. So the food kind of accumulates there, and then they throw it back up, and a lot of people have to go to a lot of trouble in elevating the food, so hopefully gravity will take it down and all of that. But so
patting
so
them on the chest, yeah.
Yeah, so Biscotti had this condition.
Yeah, she does not have the grossly enlarged esophagus like some of them, but it's pretty flaccid, so it has no peristaltic action.
Okay. Did she have any other problems?
I feed her vertically with a kind of I make her food into a gruel and feed her with a spoon a number of times a day.
Was that the only physical problem she had, or did she have more?
No, she has irritable bowel syndrome or disease, or she has an inflamed duodenum. It looks like hamburger.
Wow.
She had aspirate pneumonia, which was picked up on x-rays. She's a pica dog.
And pica would mean that she eats, she wants to eat stuff that
isn't
really considered food.
She will eat anything that she can get into her mouth.
Yeah.
When she was initially dumped in the parking lot, apparently, and she, when they picked her up, her whole gut was filled up with rocks and plastic and all kinds of
stuff. Well, trying to eat, as you know, Pig, she's trying to fulfill her nutritional needs by eating inanimate objects, and she's malabsorbed it.
Yeah, because she's malabsorbing, he's saying she's trying to...
Body's saying, hey, give us some nutrients. We'll
eat she's
sand,
trying to eat
rocks,
nutrients,
exactly.
You know, and anything that she can get her hands on.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
So that's a real problem.
So how long have you been involved with Dr. Al?
Well, I've been familiar with his work for a number of years.
Okay.
So, as time went on, I had her tested right away, and her IgA, you know, she was definitely a Flecknor dog.
Uh-huh.
Her IgA in July was 74, so it wasn't too bad.
Right.
But as she was getting all this fancy treatment, her IgA, I kept having her tested. I had her tested in July of 74, in September was 68. Later in September, it was 65.
Oh, it's going
and
down.
And as it kept going down, her kidneys started becoming inflamed, and she started losing albumin and protein.
Wow.
Finally, they admitted that she needed to be on prednisone. They put her on 10 I gave her, I think, some prednisone when she was, she was being transfused just to keep her alive. They finally put her on pred. And I think the first day I called you, she had, I asked them please put her on thyroid too, and they weren't really listening. And she ended up in the middle of the night stuck in a toilet upside down.
Oh, definitely.
And I called you the next day, and I was trying to get hold of Dr. Al. And he gave me the, a beginning dosage of thyroid and Medrol and thyroid, which they finally put her on, and that kind of evened her out a little bit. But I finally changed beds.
Ah, okay. Well, now
okay,
this is a good place to
I found a vet here in Olympia that does not have all the bells and whistles, but by golly, she has an open mind.
Hey, that's what we need. So
she has a mega esophagus dog, too.
Oh, really? All right. Well, now, Peg, we're going to put you on hold and Dr. Al on hold so we can take care of our advertisers and sponsors.
Oh, okay.
Then we'll bring Peg back right after the break. We'll find out what's happened. She changed vets. I think the dog's been on treatment. We'll see what's going on. And by golly, it looks like all our phone lines are full. Woo! Hey, we should do the show an hour later every week, Gary. Everybody's up now. Anyway, you guys, hold on to your lines. We will stay with the phones as long as we've got calls. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. And it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company because they've always got great sales going on. And right now they have Precise Sensicare on sale. They have Precise Foundation on sale and Eukanuba, as well as Canidae All Life Stages. And most of these are like at least $10 a bag off, plus you get 6 to 9 pounds of the food free. So, like I said, worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon, and now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, if you've got dogs, you need to know about my friends at the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. They have the greatest doggy daycare center I've ever seen. It's huge and it's fabulous, and they're conveniently located right off of 405, just north of the 522 interchange. So if you travel that north 405 corridor to and from work, very easy to pop off the freeway and drop your dog off at daycare before you go to work, pick them up on the way home, and then heck, when you get home, all you got to do is feed your dog. You can put your feet up and relax because they're all worn out from playing with the dogs all day. They also have a great cattery, do great board and train, and they do free behavior consultations, so check them out. It's the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. Give them a call at 425-486-9567 or check them out online, www.aocb.com, and tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
Made fresh each day for you. Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Martha Norwalk. We're just getting rolling on the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is the first Sunday of the month. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. He is the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. We are taking your phone calls. Phone lines are open all day. When you hear us complain, complete a call, then that's your cue to dial in. Right now, all the lines are full. I'll give you the numbers again when something opens up. Dr. Al Pluckner is here. We are in the middle of a conversation with Peg from Olympia. We're talking about Biscotti, her bulldog that she rescued in July that was supposedly healthy and then ends up being a relative disaster. Mega esophagus, inflammatory bowel disease, pica, started kidney problems. Peg, when we left, you had changed vets, and then we talked to you a couple months ago on the air, so tell us what's going on now with Biscotti.
Well, Al and my new vet, Natalie, got together, and he walked her through the protocol. She received, finally, injections, and she has improved dramatically.
Really?
It's amazing. She's acting like a puppy.
Wow.
And she really hasn't regurged at all. She regurged just a little bit this morning, but it's mostly just a big belch, and I think she can swallow water again, which she wasn't able to do.
Well, I am so interested with this because mega esophagus is just a horrendous condition.
Yeah, it is.
And it's becoming more and more common, I think. And I just don't think there's been anything up until now.
Yeah, well, I'm on a mega esophagus support group at yahoo.com.
Ah.
And it's run by a Dr. Kathy. And it's pitiful what's going on out there with the mega dogs.
Well,
I sit there and I get over 100 emails a day, and I'm sort of paring through them to get information. But I see a lot of hypothyroid. I see a lot of malabsorption. I see a lot of what I think is, it's Biscotti and her gut. She's, she became almost a skeleton finally.
Wow.
Because, no matter how much food I put through her, nothing was really being absorbed.
So is she gaining weight now?
I think she is. She's looking a little more substantial. I haven't had her weighed yet.
Well, that's amazing. It sounds like the symptoms are almost gone from the mega esophagus.
Well, that's a very sneaky disease. You can manage it up to a point, and it'll blow up on you.
So we're
so
still...
time will tell. I think a lot of it has to do with the gut, which is causing aspiration at night, and her gut has settled down substantially.
All right, now, anything in particular you want to discuss with Dr. Al today?
I wanted to discuss, I have parrots also, and...
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I have a rescue macaw that has... came with seizures.
Sounds like our Shelter Rescue Sanctuary update Sunday when we're talking to Mollywood Avian Sanctuary, because there's always somebody chiming in. But
yeah.
How many do you have, Peg?
I just have two of my own.
Oh, okay.
We have a pretty active bird club down here, which does a lot of rehoming kind of by default. I had a question about soy.
Soy? S-O-Y.
In foods. My parrot, Bam Bam, who has seizures, I think... soy has been kind of linked to seizures and a lot of other things. Of course, most parrots' food that's commercially produced has a lot of soy in it.
Hmm.
And when I started trying to put weight on Biscotti, I looked at some of these products that are supposed to put weight on dogs, and they're loaded with soy also.
Dr. Al, I think I know what you're
going to
say.
And soy has a lot of estrogen, is my understanding. And it's not the health. I don't think it's. I think a lot of the research is showing it's not all that healthy. And I go through dog foods and I find soybean meal and soybean oil and, I'm thinking, is all this soy feeding into this syndrome with all the estrogen?
There's no doubt about it, Pig. You know that. You know, and they use the soy for protein so that they can enhance the percentage so that it meets the daily minimum requirements. But the point of it is, years and years ago when I first created non-meat foods, this is 40 years ago, and I had a frozen loaf called Naturally Yours. I had gone to the Asian population who'd been doing this for 8,000 years, and as part of the diet, it was carrots, celery, brown rice, and soybean. And then I talked to Mark Morris Sr., who considered me the holistic veterinarian of California, and Mark said, let's add some calcium, because we know that normally with plants you've got...
Mark Morris, isn't he the guy that created Science Diet way back when?
Science and Hills, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was Hills.
And so, anyway, as time went on, I looked at this research, and I realized as time went on that, what I was trying to identify and help, the foods had soy, it had estrogen in it. And there are a number of foods that I think need to be looked at from an estrogenic standpoint. And not to get into horses, but the difference between so many of the hays in Texas and here in California is there's high estrogen. So, yeah, this all feeds in, Peg, this all feeds into the imbalance. There's no doubt about it. And it can make it worse. And many times humans are told with autoimmune diseases, fibromyalgia, Epstein-Barr, don't eat meat. Eat soy. Worst thing you can do. Cannot do that.
So. Right. So you're saying for Peg, for Biscotti, who we know has the imbalance.
Soy is bad.
Soy is bad. So you shouldn't be feeding Biscotti anything with soy in it.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't bring soy into the house. I think it's toxic.
Well, you could eat a bunch of
Either myself.
You could eat a bunch of tofu and see if you get a megaesophagus, then call me.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering too. I mean, all the animals that we eat here, beef, chicken, turkey, I mean, I think they're all fattened with soy, aren't they?
Yeah, most of them are, and you wonder how much estrogen is there. And the
I'm wondering if that is
feeding
into the weight problem in this country.
Oh, well, the weight problem.
It could be a big part of it, sure. If it kicks the estrogen up, as you know, it binds the thyroid, and the patients gain weight. And then you've got to also look at all groundwater in this country. All municipal water districts need to check for estrogen in the water.
Oh, really?
Going into everybody's home. Oh, yeah, and I tried to do this 20 years ago.
Dr. Al, that's because of the water going through plastic pipes, right?
That's part of it. That's also people flushing pills and things, birth control pills, down the toilet. Now, all of a sudden, they're all going, well, gee, we check groundwater. You know what? There are antibiotics in it. We have all kinds of things. Well, yeah, but estrogen is one of those all kinds of things that may be there also. The point of it is you really can't disregard any of this if you haven't tested for it. Once you test for it, that's fine. If it's not there, it's not there. But I don't quite buy that.
All right, Peg,
okay,
are you good?
You have other callers, so thank you very much, Dr. Al.
Thanks,
you have
Peg.
No idea how much better this dog is.
Peg,
give Biscotti a hug for me.
Will you check in with us next month? Because I want to follow this megaesophagus. Let us know how she's doing.
Yeah, I'm happy to. Yeah, I think my vet is actually wants to have her dog tested now.
Woohoo!
Her dog is megaesophagic also. It's a 6-year-old dog.
Well, yeah,
she's been living with us a long time too.
We'll need to get her name on the list for a vet in the Olympia area that knows how to do the testing and treatment, because we don't have somebody down there that we can refer to right
now.
All right. Peg, thanks for calling Animal World.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Next up, let's go to Seattle and Wendy. Line 2. Wendy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al Pluckner.
Hi.
Hi, Wendy.
I have Rosie, who looks to be pretty much a Vizsla. Some people have thought Chesapeake Bay. She came from Mexico and had a lot of diarrhea and a lot of behavioral problems. And we switched foods a few times, and Martha has seen her in-house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Wendy called in, Dr. Al, I think the Sunday after, the last time you were on the air, to Sandy and Martha Sunday, and we were basically discussing this dog's ferocious cat-chasing behavior. Wendy adopted this dog in Mexico on a trip to Mexico. And brought her home as a puppy, and having major trouble integrating the dog and the cat. So go ahead, Wendy. I since then have met Wendy and the dog and did an in-home session with them. So where are we now, Wendy?
Well, one thing that has cleared up considerably, she's on 2 tablespoons of psyllium a day. And we are going to integrate a different dog food because right now she's on a Nutriblend which was recommended by the pet store for problems with diarrhea. And right now that's actually working quite well, although we'll switch over to a better dog food.
Yeah, so I suspect this dog probably has the imbalance, but we haven't tested her yet.
Yeah, what you got to be careful of, which many pet owners go through, which is unfortunate, is that with this imbalance I've found is that you can find a food that will agree for a while with the patient, but with the imbalance, the immune system will basically start making antibodies to that. Then you go to another food, and then you get another food. And then without doing and correcting, trying to control the imbalance, what happens, Wendy, is you get to a point where I see these poor creatures that there's probably nothing on earth they can eat based upon the mechanism. And even if you correct the mechanism, the immune cells have a mind like an elephant. Once there's a problem,
they never forget.
Yeah, and then people, they've said for years and years and years, well, you know, if you purge your system and you don't eat what you're allergic to for 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you can eat a little bit, you'll be fine. Absolutely wrong. It'll blow out, go from a ladyfinger firecracker to a piece of dynamite. It'll blow you away. So you can't do that. So the point of it, it's real important to get the mechanism settled and get the immune system, those cells regulated so that they will not make antibodies to the new diets. And that's why sometimes it's interesting every three months to go to a little different diet to do a rotary so that you don't get the sensitization that you often occur, you know, the
Yeah, that's why it's important, folks, you're listening, whether you think your dog has this imbalance or not, it is very important that you feed the highest quality food you can afford, the simplest formula. That means primarily one protein, one carb source, so that you can rotate, and then you rotate their foods on a regular basis so they don't get the consistent exposure that leads to the development of allergies.
And then when you do rotate, then you add for 7 days the new food to the old food, and then you move into it. Because what you get into a double-edged sword here in that not only can the immune system be sensitive to and reacted to that particular diet, but also the pancreas is set up to produce a certain amount of enzyme to break down a certain amount of nutrients. And I think where people get into trouble is when you change a diet and it's higher in fat, it's lower in protein, it's this, the pancreas takes a little while to adjust, and in that adjustment period, you often get diarrhea until it happens. So it's kind
of
a double.
Are there different foods that you recommend for a dog who's had these kind of problems that you specifically
recommend? Well, you know, over the years, you know, I've created IVDs, the duck and potato and rabbit and potato and so on and so forth, fish and potato, and a lot of the companies have copied that, which is great. But I'll tell you from my standpoint, the least allergenic, obviously, in a big dog it's a problem, but is one part cottage cheese normally to four parts boiled white potatoes. However, if you can get a rabbit and potato, and I don't know if these companies are doing dry or not, but rabbit seems to be the least or the most easiest digested protein available.
So the duck and potato, fish and potato, rabbit and potato. Rabbit's your protein of source, protein of choice these days?
That or cottage cheese, as I say. If you mix it
cottage
in.
Cheese and boiled white potatoes is the hypoallergenic diet that Dr. Al recommends to then be able to test specific ingredients.
And, you know, the problem, too, is the expense. I mean, I've been horrified. I've been, you know, basically retired, and I came back, and I did nature's recipe. I did all this stuff. And I'm going into the pet food stores now and looking at the cost of this stuff. So
it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, and what I'm having a lot of these people do is basically, if that food agrees, then what you do is you get a bunch of white potatoes, boil them up, and add it to the food. You can add some cottage cheese, so you can extend the effects of what's there without having to, from a quantity standpoint, spend all this money. I mean, it's amazing.
We've been giving her, actually, some yogurt with the psyllium and cottage cheese and rice
also.
I mean, literally
cooked
up.
It's funny, people, they say, oh, well, you know, people, you can't do that. You can't use cheese, you can't do well. It's mucus producing. In dogs, it seems not to be. It seems to work very, very well.
So, Wendy, how are you doing with Rosie now?
We have started to, based on your advice, we started her at Metro Dog, and she goes for a couple hours at least every other day, and that's done wonders because she really gets
She's getting the exercise? Fabulous, because we needed to get consistent exercise into the program.
And doing the longer stays.
The 30-minute down stays?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And we actually, yesterday for the first time, and I was just, while I was waiting to get on the air, I was just sitting with her with the cat nearby and having her leave it and look away, which she was doing. But yesterday for the first time with the cat just a few feet away, the cat did not hiss at her, which was a good first
step.
And she when I told her to leave it at one point, she turned and yawned, which you taught me then, that she actually was submitting to the fact that I was telling her this. So,
well, what a lot of people don't realize when I'm working with behavior cases, you know, Dr. Al, and this is just a neat opportunity to explain this, is I use yawning as an indicator that mind and body are in conflict. We often think yawning means we're tired, but that's the most common time that we as humans, our mind and bodies in conflict. You know, you're sitting in front of the TV set and your mind is saying, all right, I got to stay awake and watch the end of this movie. Your body's saying, I want to go to sleep, I'm tired, so you get the yawning. So I use this. I also find sneezing works the same way, but most common with dogs, it's yawning. So I alert my clients, which I did with Wendy, is to watch when new behavior is being learned. Yawning is an indication that impulse control is being learned. So in other words, in this situation, Rosie is looking at the cat, and every cell in her body says, chase the cat. And we've traced this back to before Wendy adopted Rosie in Mexico. There was a cat there, and these we think that this was learned behavior when she was very, very young. At any rate, she wants to go after the cat. Wendy says leave it. Rosie looks away and starts yawning. What that tells Wendy is that there's an internal conflict going on inside Wendy, inside Rosie, because Rosie's every cell in Rosie's body is saying, chase the cat, chase the cat, chase the cat. But Rosie's left brain is saying, now Mom told me to leave it, and I know what happens if I don't. I better leave it. So the yawning is coming because of that internal dialogue going on. So then I have Wendy reinforce and help Rosie learn that impulse control by saying, good, leave it, good, and praising the behavior we want. So has that helped you, Wendy, noticing that yawning, you know, when Rosie's really working at controlling herself?
Yeah, and that was the first time, because, I mean, we've done this consistently since you were at our home.
Yeah.
And this is the first time that that's occurred. So it's taken some time to really make it effective.
Well, you were on my mind all week, and I wanted to call you, and I just never got around to it. So I'm glad you're checking in. But it sounds like we're finally starting to make a little bit of progress there.
Yeah, and we will go forward too with the testing, because it sounds like that can make a difference in the long run to find out if she does have the imbalance and whether
Well, now, have you found, Dr. Well, it sounds certainly with the fact that the diarrhea and the food thing with her would indicate that maybe she has the imbalance. But
right.
Dr. Al, I want to know, with this dog, this was not a typical, what I call typical chase the cats thing. This
right.
was one of the most intense focus. This dog, I mean, absolutely nobody's home except that cat. When that dog is close to that cat, it's just absolutely nailed on that cat.
Oh, she does not blink.
Yeah, it absolutely is one of the most intense focuses that I've ever seen.
Martha, you wonder real quickly, you know, where did Rosie come from in Mexico? I mean, was she a stray dog? Was she this or that?
No, she came from Pescadero, and she was from a family. The mother just looked very old and probably wasn't, but it probably had litter upon litter.
I've seen animals that come from overt areas where basically all their food is unfortunately catching mice, rats, and cats.
She didn't have that because she lived probably shortly after she was off mother's milk. There was a barbecue restaurant just in front, which is where she wandered out to me. And so she was getting ribs and chicken on a regular basis.
Mm.
And
well,
we
sounds
took
like
her away
got,
before it closed.
Sounds like she's got the imbalance. And then you get, as Martha knows, is when that estrogen gets out of whack, you get extreme behavior. You get all kinds of psychotic things happening that just don't make sense, and you're figuring, is this learned, is it whatever? But obviously what's going on and what you're doing from Martha is working great, so, you know, keep up the good work.
Well, Jamie, this is not an easy case, and boy, Wendy, you've had to work really hard, I think, just to get to this point with her.
You want to do a blood test on her, you know.
Yeah, but so that's what my question for you, Dr. Al, was this kind of intense focus and aggression after this cat. Now, the good news, the reason the dog's still alive is that we've realized the dog has gotten its contact with the cat, two or three times times, Wendy, and the dog did not hurt the cat, which is fortunate. So she pulls her punches physically. She more tries to body slam her and squish her. It's not like she's trying to chew her up and tear her apart, which is a good thing. But when she goes after this cat, it's like, she destroyed anything in her path on the way. Can that kind of intense focus be related to the imbalance?
Well, yeah, definitely you can do that. Maybe in her first life she was a greyhound trying to catch the rabbit. Just kidding. But, the point of it is, sure, you, Martha, you've seen this, you know as well as I do, that when you get extreme behavior in animals and people, you definitely got to check the syndrome to see if, in fact, there is a organic reason for this occurring.
Yeah. All right. So, Wendy, I think we definitely would be a good idea to at least run the blood test on her.
Okay. You had mentioned a vet who does it up in Lake City, so I will check that out.
Yeah, and she's listed on Dr. Al's website, drpluckner.com. And then there is a link that says vet list or find a vet. A link on the homepage. You click on that and then go down to Washington and you will find Dr. Windham in North Seattle Veterinary Hospital.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. And you keep me posted. I want you checking in more frequently.
I will.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Wendy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Next up, let's go to Kent. And it looks like Lily.
Hi.
Lily, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al Pluckner.
Thank you. I have a question regarding a friend of mine's dog. The dog, his name is Boots. And Boots says they've requested that Boots' ear canal be removed.
Okay, what kind of dog is Boots?
Oh, that's what you asked me. Boots is about 50 pounds. He was a rescue dog. I know that.
Okay.
And she's probably about 6 years old now.
All right. And she's had chronic ear infections?
Yeah, when I keep her sometimes, yes. From day one almost since I've been around her, I noticed that. How they tilt their head from one side to another.
And it's so bad, they've recommended surgically reconstructing the ear.
Yes.
And that, for anybody that doesn't know, that's done, Dr. Al, isn't it? Because the dog's ear canal doesn't go straight in. It goes in and makes a bend. It's kind of an L-shaped. And so with chronic disease, chronic ear infections and stuff, sometimes they go in and cut the ear out to make it a straight in and out shot, because then it drains better. Does that kind of describe that kind of surgery, Dr. Al?
Yeah, it used to be called LaCroix surgery.
Yeah, LaCroix, that's it.
And what it is realistically is the impact area, the effect of this imbalance, food, etc., can be the ears, because in the ears, feet, and on the tummy, skin of the tummy, this is where your mast cells, the cells that contain the histamine, are in greatest concentration. So when you get an allergic imbalance, it hits them in the ears, and you can have more mast cells in one ear than the other, so one ear is more affected than the other, or they're both affected, but you get this chronic inflammation. So all that's being done is saying, well, the ear canal has closed up due to the medical effects based balance, and so all we're going to do is we're going to make sure the ear can drain, but it's not going to stop it from happening. Let's open it up.
So, Lily, what is your question specifically for Dr. Al?
I'm not familiar with it, I guess, basically, and they had mentioned doing laser surgery also is another way, and it was just something that I wasn't familiar with, and I guess that's one of the reasons I was asking.
Now, okay, so you were just wondering about the surgery.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm
wondering about, Lily, is what I want to know from Dr. Al. See,
why do we need surgery?
Right. Oh. I'm thinking we got chronic ear infections in this dog.
Right.
And in my thinking, doing the LaCroix or the reconstructive surgery is old school.
Okay.
Because now, first of all, I would be on this dog's diet like white on rice, and I would have this dog on a cottage cheese and boiled white potato diet, strict only, to see what happened, because it may be that you'll find that the ear infection starts to improve when you get all the allergens out of the dog's diet. So I'd be addressing that immediately. I would test this dog for the imbalance, because I would say probably, Dr. Al, both you and I'd put money on the table that this dog has this imbalance, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
It absolutely has to have this chronic ear infection.
Sure. And then,
Have you seen cases this severe where the chronic ear infection has been so bad that surgery would be indicated? If this dog is tested, has the imbalance, and then stabilized, can we save these ears without during the surgery?
It depends on how much permanent damage and scar tissue is there. The point of it is you can have the surgery done, but the condition is going to continue. But with the condition that has caused the ear problem, you have to realize that in the imbalance, that estrogen-binding thyroid, so not only will your dog be at risk giving anything IV, it should be an isoflurane gas. But the point of it is, even doing all this in the surgery with this estrogen thyroid binding, the healing is not going to be good. The chance for further infections are going to be real bad. So the point of it is, one, change the food, do the endocrine immune thing, let's get the dog going, figure out where we are, get that settled. And then if you still have a chronic, what it will be is the inflammation, the discharge, that should all go away. But if the thickening of the ear cartilage is still there, and it basically is holding back things in the ear, moisture, secretions a whole bit, the surgery might be indicated, but I'll tell you what, it will work quite a bit better if it has to be done, and it may not have to be done.
Okay, now what is your phone number?
Dr. Al can be reached through his website.
Okay.
And his website is www. Dr. Plechner, PLECHNER.com.
And there is an email address on that.
Yeah, so they can email the website. Now, that you could also have your friends could call me as a local, and they can reach me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling.
And what's your number?
206-525-2016.
2016?
Yes, 206-525-2016.
And is this Martha?
Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. It's Martha Norwalk.
Okay, I have one last question. Is it okay to, this is for my dog, is it okay to feed dogs berries?
Berries?
Uh-huh.
Like what, raspberries?
Raspberries, blackberries, blueberries.
Are berries okay for dogs, Dr. Al?
Yeah, I've never seen a problem with it. I may be naive, so please forgive me. I haven't had a lot of experience, but normally they do eat berries. They seem to do it very well.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never had a problem. Sandy, you ever heard a problem of berries, dogs eating berries? Nope. Sandy says she's never seen a problem either.
Yeah,
so I think you're okay to feed berries.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay, thank you for your
time. Thanks, Lily. Thanks for calling Animal World.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, we have got to take care of advertisers and sponsors, and then we have got current events to do, and we've got our pet of the week. Let's check in with Jane here, though, quickly before we do that to see what's going on with her and if she can hang on. So in Marysville, Jane, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al. Jane?
Yes.
Hello, you're there. I'm checking in. You're on the air with Martha and Dr. Al.
Uh-huh.
We only just have a minute before we've got to take care of sponsors and do current events and pet of the week. So you've got a human medical care question?
Yes, I wanted to know what he could tell me about any studies that he's done, MS. And I can wait. I can hang up.
Oh, can you hold on?
Listen.
Okay.
Well, I can hang up and just listen.
Humans and multiple sclerosis, is that what you want to know about? All right, now, Jane, you can have a choice. You can hold on, and we'll pick you up after the top of the hour, after 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay, that'll be
Or you can call back.
I want to come back.
Your choice.
Good.
And if you drop off and you don't come back, the first question Dr. Al will address in the next hour is multiple sclerosis and what he knows about that and the relationship to this imbalance. Sound good?
And that'll be after the top of the hour.
After the top of the hour.
And can I get in when I call back?
Absolutely. Oh,
okay.
Or you can just hold on if you'd like. There's no problem with that.
No, I'll call back.
Okay. All righty.
Thanks,
Jane.
Bye.
All right. Dr. Al, you hold on, and we will pick you up after 11 o'clock. All righty. The Animal World continues after messages from our advertisers and sponsors straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.
Oh.
Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store with an escrow store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. It's always worth a trip to Jones & Company because they've always got great sales going on right now. Precise Sense of Care and Precise Foundation are on sale, and you get 4 pound free of the foods. Eukanuba's on sale, and so is Canidae All Life Stages, and it's about 10 bucks off the regular price, plus you get 6 or 9 pounds of the food free. So, like I said, worth a trip to Marysville. You'll find Jones & Company on State Street. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Are you ready for the next revolution in pet nutrition? Jackson Hole biochemist Kevin Meehan developed Mulligan Stew's patented formula through scientific research into cellular nutrition. The end result is a cutting-edge pet food that is uniquely formulated with quality ingredients and proper manufacturing methods to help your pets live longer, healthier lives and provide effective cellular detoxification. Mulligan Stew is now available in select specialty pet stores. Go to mulliganstewpetfood.com and find out why Mulligan Stew Pet Food is the pet food with a purpose.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
Clear, clean, and crisp. Check us out in digital quality sound on FM 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon, and you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We are just getting ready to do current events, and then we'll have our Pet of the Week segment coming up, and I think that's it. Before further ado, it's time for current events. Speaking of entertainment, I'm delighted to say that Gary is pretty powerful with that Walking on Sunshine song and our best good news about animals. Even he doubted it today, but now we're looking out the window and the sky is pretty much clear. It's like all blue, isn't it, Gary?
I was certain that I would not see the sun today, but
it is out.
As it turns out,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. All right, that song, powerful stuff.
I know.
Woohoo. All right, let's see. Speaking of entertainment, not a lot here on the current events calendar. Let's see. Feline Fix Day at the Humane Society is Tuesday, November 4th. I don't know if they have any spots open. Cats have to be at least 4 months old, but you could certainly call tomorrow morning and see 425-649-7560. You have to be low income, but they're neutering and spaying kitties, a free microchip for $15 and $25. Let's see. Seattle Animal Shelter is celebrating November as Adopt a Senior Pet Month, and they are waiving the adoption fee for senior humans and adult humans with disabilities who adopt a dog or cat 6 years or older. So that's their waiving the fee. That's a great deal. So more information, www.seattleanimalshelter.org, or call them at 206-386-7387. And then Seattle Animal Shelter is also having a foster dog orientation. So if you want to foster dogs for Seattle Animal Shelter, November 8th from 1 to 2:30 at the conference room, or in the conference room at Seattle Animal Shelter, you need to RSVP by email to sasfosterdogs@gmail.com. And then just a reminder before we get to Nancy and our pet of the week, the winner of the best good news about animals in the first hour of the show was the announcement from Woohoo, King County Animal Care and Control. I love this. Double the love. You can get two for the price of one. You can adopt two kittens or two cats for the price of one at King County Animal Control. I think this is absolutely fabulous. Somebody should have been doing this a long time ago. I'm so glad that they're doing this, because if the cats get along and they're friends, two cats is always better than one. And this way you get two for one. I just think this is a fabulous deal. So let's switch subjects and welcome back to Animal World. I would say what? Director of Communications or someone along those lines, Communication Specialist Nancy McKinney from King County Animal Care and Control.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nancy.
Oh, we're very excited.
You're just becoming a regular here.
I love it.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Hey, whose idea was this two for one, double the love?
Well, it was I have to take some of the credit, but, it'll be the staff that will work with the customers coming in wanting to encourage them to get the two for one. And we know people are cutting back on expenses, and we figured we might as well make it more reasonable and incentivize them, so to speak, and get more cats out into homes.
Yeah.
And as you said, they can be playmates, and it's more fun to have two cats in your home.
Well, and especially, like, if you've got an older cat,
mm-hmm.
and you want to bring in a new young one. Well, mm-hmm. if you bring in a young adolescent, you've got an older cat, you may have a problem with the young one going after the old cat all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got an old cat, you bring in, like, say, a pair of bonded litter mates, or two young cats that get along well, they can play with each other and leave the older cat alone.
Exactly.
So, two is great. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you about before we get to our pet of the week was, do you have like a group room so that where the cats can mingle around so people can know who gets along with who?
Yes, we have two areas that we call kind of the get acquainted rooms, that folks can take the cats out and close the door and have them, you know, have toys and scratching posts, and they can be there. And that's where our volunteers also work with the cats to get them out of their condos or their cat cages.
Excellent. So because that would be the key to adopting two cats, would make, because you want to make sure that they get along.
Mm-hmm.
And I just alerted everybody to remember that when you're integrating cats, same sex is better than opposite sex. You know, with dogs, we always say get smaller, younger, opposite sex. The same does not apply with cats.
Good point.
Your best chances for a real congenial cat relations is a group of neutered males. A group of spayed females second, and male-female is where you can get into the trouble with cats. Not that it can't work, but the chances are less. So there you go. All right, let's see. Nancy, we started our first ever Pet of the Week last week, which was Emily, a delightful black and white kitty.
Mm-hmm.
Did Emily find a home?
She's still waiting for adoption.
Oh.
So I just visited with her yesterday afternoon before I came home from work. And so she's still waiting. But I do like the idea that we found out that the potential for her is a elderly gentleman, right?
Right.
Or a young professional woman.
Right, right. That's what our psychic, Robin Alexis, who does Mystic Radio right after Animal World, she tuned in and picked up that was the would work best for her. That was what was coming. Now, did you get the email from Rhonda, at Indigo Dog, my webmaster, that said that, Emily's, pet finder listing was taken down?
I did. So we are working feverishly to make sure we get her back up. So I don't know if they were taking a new photo today, and that's why they took her down, but she is waiting and is available for adoption, and at least the staff knows where she is.
Okay, did you email Rhonda back to let her know?
I did.
Okay,
I did.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so let's find out who is our new pet of the week.
Well, such an exotic name this week, Nardine. You don't hear that name very often. And Nardine is...
Nardine like sardine, but with an N.
There we go.
That's really weird. I've never even heard that name.
Well, I know. I looked it up that a nard is a fragrant Indian plant with rose purple flowers for what it's worth.
Wow.
But Nardine is all black, so she's not very photogenic right now, so we're working on a new photo for her. But she is 6 years young. And she was brought to King County Animal Care and Control by her owners back in August. And I don't know exactly why they had to give her up. That's not noted on the paperwork or in the files anywhere.
Wow.
She has lived only in one home for all 6 years of her life, and she's now been waiting for a couple of months at the shelter in Kent.
And now that Halloween is over, we can safely adopt her out.
Exactly, exactly.
Our
people probably are nervous and think that black cats are bad luck, but we want to give some good luck to Nardine today. She does use her litter box. She's medium to short hair, so not a lot of long coats to have to brush all the time. And they say she's just very sweet. She gets a 2 paws up rating from the staff and the volunteers.
Hey, that's really neat. And if you are interested in checking out Nardine, our black Halloween kitty, or Emily, our white with black spot kitty, you can call the King County Animal Care and Control.